kneel down on one knee in front of them, place the flag on their lap, and say, "On behalf of the President of the United States and a grateful nation, our nation's flag is presented as a token of appreciation. May God be with you and your family during this time of bereavement." I would then stand and slowly raise my hand in a salute. While stationed in Florida, the retirement state of the United States, I participated in about 50 funerals for veterans, retirees, and such throughout Florida and Alabama. I never had a bad experience while performing in this capacity, and you could always see the look of gratitude from the family that their members' time in service was recognized and honored. It was always a touching moment, though I can't say I ever felt any emotional turmoil from the experience. I never cried, almost cried, or ever lost my military bearing. You would feel bad, but detached, because you didn't know the families. Additionally, with the exception of one fighter pilot who died at Eglin on a training mission, all the other funerals were for people who had lived their lives and eventually died of natural causes, old age. They had lived. Today I got to experience something so surreal and unlike anything I had ever experienced before. As I got into work for my shift, the loudspeaker on the camp kept mentioning that the main road would be closing and all customer-like facilities, such as the Chow Hall or BX, would be shutting down at 1945 for the Fallen Comrade Pass. Now, I didn't know what this was, but I'm sure you do. But as I'm sure you do, I had an idea just based on the name. It turns out that earlier this week, an Army soldier in the region had been out on patrol, not on base, so don't freak out, and was killed by shrapnel while out on a mission. Before they return the body back to the States, they do a procession called the Fallen Comrade Pass. What this encompasses is that everyone stands on the side of the road for the HMMV carrying the body to pass by on its way to the aerial port to be loaded on a plane. People are lined up in silence along this road, which is about 2 miles long, to the aerial port. As you look down the road, all you see is a line of people. As the vehicle passes by, we all stand at attention and salute as it passes. As it passes, you can feel the war seems all the more real for just about everyone. Normally on base, you look around and everyone is armed with weapons and wearing desert camouflage, but for the most part, you feel safe. We're not getting attacked like in other areas. We aren't jumping into the bunkers that are so carefully constructed. Your mind starts to think, another base, though austere, another country. You watch what's going on around you on the same news channels you watch back at the States, and you almost believe it is happening somewhere else. Even listening to mines being detonated by the Explosive Ordnance Division starts to sound like background noise. But the sound of that vehicle passing was real. It was the only sound you could hear in the silence. This was a sad moment. I didn't know him, and I still don't know what his name was. I just know that someone young was lost. When hearing the number of people dying on TV, it is just that, a number. Seeing the vehicle pass reminded me that they are so much more. I have to wonder, who will provide the flag to his next of kin? Family, pray for him and his family. Also continue to pray for the rest of the troops that are going out into harm's way. This really moved me when I read this from my sister. And main thing is, she's my sister, and sometimes I forget to pray for our soldiers out there, for their protection, for their families, for their comfort, that God would move in their lives while they're away. And I just felt like this is something that we need to be reminded of, and we need to agree on and petition together as a church.